Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Yeah, it's Travelling Tunes time and we've got Kirsten Zimke on the line. How are you?
I'm really good.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, it's so lovely to have you up on this Friday. And we're talking V-pop. I mean, I've heard of K-pop, I've heard of J-pop. What is V-pop?
So it's like it sounds, it's Vietnamese pop music. And yes, it's got, you know, that similar name where it's sort of, that is what they call it back home. It's not just like a global marketing term.
Mm-hmm.
But V-pop has its own, you know, complex history, obviously based on its own wars and colonization. And its way of maneuvering and behaving. And so it's a really interesting story. And yeah, apparently it is starting to get some global traction. People are starting to listen to it. Now, to tell the story, it's going to sound a little bit weird. So in 1975 is when they say Saigon fell. It's when the war ended and the Western powers pulled out. So before that time, they had that sort of kind of typical sort of Asian, almost 1940s sounding pop music, ballads, historical war songs, older pop songs, war movie soundtracks. And they call that, and this is what I'm going to find it hard to say, they call that yellow music. And then, this is what they call it. And then after 1975, when it was a communist country, they did more, you know, communist-approved music, and so they call that red music. And it wasn't until the 1990s where things started loosening that they get what they call green music, which is sort of the pop music they have now, and a lot of hip-hop and stuff as well.
Mm, wow, they've had a really complex relationship with how they musically express themselves, right?
Yeah. And, you know, and it's so interesting. I guess each of the musicians would have their own relationships with that as well.
Yeah, totally, you know, depending on, you know, how intergenerational it is. Because am I right in thinking that quite a few of these artists are quite young?
Yeah, they do have an idol system now, like what they have in K-pop and J-pop, you know, where you audition, you know, TV shows, you know, I guess like American Idol and stuff as well. And, you know, look at Stan Walker. He came from the idol sort of system as well in New Zealand. So they do have that. And just listening to more American sounds, but it's complex for them listening to American sounds, right? Whether, you know, because of the history and, so interesting. But yes, they do like K-pop and very influenced by that. But now here's the big hook. I'm not sure I'm professional enough to hear it, but so apparently Vietnamese is a tonal language. And so you can hear the tones. That's what makes it sound really distinctive when they're performing.
Oh, because of the way that the language is formatted itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm excited to have a listen to our first track. Which one would you like to kick us off with?
Okay. Let's start with Ngot. It's the song, and it's Khong Lam Gi. This is actually a band, rock band.
Mm.
And they try to add sort of, they often try to add lots of different instruments to what they do.
Yeah, awesome. I heard this and I found the way that they were using their instruments, particularly the guitars, was really quite beautiful.
Yeah, they try to be more influenced by folk music and stuff.
Yes, yeah, definitely. You can hear it. Let's have a listen to this one.
Tôi sẽ khóc, tôi mới lên ba, lên ba, lên ba, đi chơi bờ hồ. I definitely hear what you're saying with the sort of unique tonality of the language. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can't quite explain it, but yeah. So they call themselves an indie pop rock band. I guess you can hear more of the sort of rock in his sort of vocal tone as well. Mm. From Hanoi, and they have sort of a more acoustic style. They're sort of, you know, interested in sort of more indie sort of style.
You can hear the folk influence, though, from America.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that is very interesting when you think about the context of how that's gone in the past.
I know, well, because, you know, both sides, they've got lots of baggage swords. And so, like, yeah, I don't know what it's like to grow up to be in this Vietnamese community here, but I don't know if anyone's listening and they want to call in and, you know, explain how they think some people feel about, you know, different things. But yeah, so they're a very famous, a very, very important band.
Mm. Awesome. What's our next track?
Let's do Nicole. Mm-hmm. And his song, I'm pronouncing it C, it's S-I. And he's an underground rapper. He's also a film director, does a lot of music videos and what they call web dramas.
Oh my gosh,
and he started off as a backup dancer on TV shows.
That's so cool. Oh, what a creative.
Contains multitudes.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. All right, let's have a listen.
Phía bên kia anh ngân nga và câu thơ đây. Câu ca bi vu như lạc vào mơ thấy. Sắc nét cuốn hút không phải trình bày. Mãn nhãn vì đã thấy ai thật hay. Xa bên kia đàn đạp thò dạ vừa không ngó. Lấp lo thật tò mò có phải không đó. Nếu đàn không sai chắc lắm chiều trò. Tóm tắt nhiên thôi chuyện nhỏ như quả nhỏ. Trong căn phòng trước tha nghe giai điệu la la. Nhàng bước qua trên vai nhỏ mong manh một chú bướm leo cành cao tay phải lên giọt đến ly đầy rượu này thơm ngây ngất lòng người đây ta đang rơi vào chốn phiêu bồng anh xem em như anh xem em tim nữ nhi hồng.
Oh, it's got that real futuristic kind of sound to it, eh?
Yeah. So I mean, this is 2025. And yeah, you can hear again the sort of Vietnamese, you know, the interesting parts of their language and how he's singing.
Yes.
Now, he's got, this is a thing. Oh, he's rapping now.
Ooh. I'm really interested about whether hip hop is like quite a thing in Vietnam, because I know that there's quite a lot of hip hop emerging and like a lot of inspiration being taken from like American hip hop culture in places like Japan, which is really fascinating.
I wonder whether that's a thing
in Vietnam as well.
Absolutely, love it. Love the dancing as well as, you know, the rapping. And now this guy's got a big fan base that they're called the Carnations, and just I guess like other sort of K-pop fans, that they do, the fan base does a lot of work organizing meetings and community projects in his honor and that sort of thing.
That's kind of wow, really sweet that it's brought together so many people.
Yeah.
Am I right in feeling that there's quite a K-pop influence with this artist? Like, it sounds quite...
Oh, absolutely, adjacent. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was just what you said about hip-hop before. One of the other biggest V-pop artists, he actually has done a collab duo with Snoop Dogg.
Really?
So that's how big... Whoa. People are interested, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if they want it to be as big as K-pop, but there's definitely people wondering if it could be... But in Vietnam, and there's a massive Vietnamese diaspora now, you know, people living in Texas and California and other places in the States, and obviously here in Australia, so that now that there is like this global sort of traction for any, you know, cool Vietnamese artist.
Wow, awesome. We're going to round us off with one last track. Tell us a bit about this artist and the song.
So this is Pop Q, Cho MD, 2025, and he actually was a TikToker making funny TikToks, and he's the first out queer pop artist there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So he's very famous for being openly gay, openly LGBT, he calls it, and Yeah, so, you know, he's a really cool dude, his story.
Icon, icon. Hey, thank you so much, Kirsten Zimke. I really didn't think I was going to know this much about V-pop, but I'm feeling I'm feeling prepared for any conversation.
Well, keep your ears open.
Yeah, keep my ears open and my horizons wide. Thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Kirsten.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye. Tối nay làm sao em thấy hay và em chắc là đêm muốn đẹp phải chờ anh nghĩ suy này cho em đi ăn cho em đi na 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 cho em đi cho em đi ăn cho em đi cho em đi baby cho em every day là cho em so crazy khi em luôn say đi mà ai như anh không biết.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.